This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Jeff Sundu
and Audrey Raj.
With you for another 14 or so minutes, we are talking about how much do ratings and reviews sway your purchase decisions. We've spoken about influencers, we've spoken about marketplaces, we've spoken about all of that stuff. We've got a couple of feedback messages via WhatsApp.
Yeah, Jeff. I'm going to pick one. Maggie Best says, like Audrey, I have a Jeff in my office whom I refer to on the purchase of high-tech things like PCs and handphones. But I don't purchase online for anything more than 100 ringgit. Too many untrustworthy people out there. So yeah, it's very nice to see that there are different Jeffs around people's lives.
They call them the computer guys normally though, right?
I can do it as well as Arvin.
Like computer. There's a problem with the printer. Go talk to Jeff. You know, same thing, right? He's the printer guy.
Yeah.
Jeff, get on your Jeff. Fix the printer. Right. So final story of the day. Who here owns a smart TV? Either of you?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Are there any other kind now in the market?
Yeah.
They all hook up to.
So Christine has a hand up. Audrey has a hand up. Jeff has. I don't own a smart TV.
All right.
I was thinking about upgrading.
Yeah, you were right.
Until I read this article. So you know, I'm going to have to call out Samsung over this because these are the ones that are causing the trouble at the minute. Now, what they have said is that Samsung have told their owners of the QLED. TV that they will need to manually scan for malware every few weeks. So it turns out that Samsung's official Twitter account posted that scanning for malware viruses is important to keeping your TV running smoothly. Quote, this is also true for your QLED TV if it's connected to Wi-Fi. The tweet included a video showing how to perform this process, which involves going to a set of settings and scanning the thing. Since then, Samsung has now deleted the somewhat controversial tweet. However, that doesn't make it any less relevant or accurate. There were a whole bunch of tweets from other people talking about this, of course, asking why it doesn't do the scanning by itself, which you would think with it being a smart TV, it should be able to do that. Every time you switch it off or switch it on or put it into standby mode, it should automatically do this, we think. Apparently not. Now, one of the things that I realized and did a little bit of research on is, of course, what they did with a whole bunch of their TVs is they named their TVs localhost. And now, if you know anything about computing or anything about networking, localhost is generally reserved for what's known as a loopback in your computer system, right? So if you're using a... So by naming it localhost, what happened is for the router, it saw that localhost and then gave its own TV a DNS attack, meaning that it took the TV offline so it couldn't be smart anymore. Basically, the Wi-Fi that they use is unsecured, and that's what Samsung is saying. It says because of that, you have to use our malware scanner. Now, this doesn't just apply to Samsung TVs. It applies to most smart TVs. They are not as smart as you think. They're all running on unsecured networks. So what the suggestion is that perhaps you get a dumb TV and use something like a Chromecast or something along those lines to connect to your services. Now, I bought my mum a smart TV recently thinking, you know, this is ideal for her. It connects wirelessly. She has one button to connect to whatever she needs to do. Little did I know that it could potentially be infected with viruses because it runs basically on a very scaled down version of Linux, which, you know, there you go.
So I think it's not just the smart TVs that are at risk, right?
It's anything that's IoT,
and then it also comes down to, you know, what is your Wi-Fi password at home? Like, you know, how easy it is to break into the Wi-Fi password. And you go like, you know, my Wi-Fi password is like really complicated, no one would guess it, but then what is like your router's admin password? Like, you know, it's generally, you know, to test this out, you go into any one of your friend's home and you just key in their router IP. I'm not going to say what it is because it's just so obvious. If you just Google it, you can find it. You know, it's a standard IP address. You go into your browser, you key in that. It asks you for your admin username and your admin password. And generally on you know, nobody...
Admin.
It's admin and the password is admin. And then you go in there, you are actually accessing the router itself. And then from the router, you just hit a reset to default settings. You change it to your own password and settings. And then boom, you have total control of their internet access. It is that easy. Yes, I'm not saying that people should do it. You should do it in your own home and then see if you can actually, like, you know, hack into your own home. And if you can, then
change your password.
Yeah, Audrey's just left stunned at the moment. Like, what?
I just don't know if I'll ever have Jeff over again.
but no, it is very, very simple. It's something that you can easily Google and it will appear as the first result on your search. What is my router IP address? And it will be the first search that you get. The first result of this first search.
And from there, it's just, you know, just Googling what is the password for my router for this brand, that brand. And then you have... many people don't change because, you know, you get your internet provider to come in and he will,
set it up for you.
All you want is like, I just want to connect to the internet. And then he'll be like, all right. And he's just doing his job. Yeah. He plugs it in. Everything's basic. He gives you a paper and goes like, this is your password. This is your username. If you want to change it, you got to go in here. And then you fold that paper, you keep it in the drawer that you'll never open it again.
Also, because I think sometimes we just fear that this is just all so technical. If I change something, and I don't know how to change it back again, and then what happens then, you know?
But that's the mentality that hackers play on, right? Mm. Is that people are afraid of playing with tech, and so therefore they don't go anywhere near it, which makes it easy manipulative.
Yeah, baby monitors were like a big thing for hackers to attack because they were like the most easiest form of IoT device that you'll have in your home because no one wants to, you know, go into the system of a baby monitor to change the systems. They just buy it off the shelf, plug it to the Wi-Fi, leave it there, and that's it. Yep. But that is the easiest point of access to your entire system. And you might be thinking like, all right, if they get into my Wi-Fi, what could they do? Well, they could do a lot of things, right? So they could hold you at ransom for your laptops. They could get access because they know from your router that this laptop, that laptop, this device that has been connecting, and this is the IP number. From there, they can find their way and navigate through to your devices and then slowly lock down your devices, and that's what you don't want to happen.
Okay, so it looks like I have some stuff to do this weekend then.
Just change your password.
But also, you know, I'm kind of disappointed that Samsung feels that this is a solution, or telling everyone to, you know, do a weekly malware virus scan. You know, I don't think that is a solution for a company like Samsung. I
mean, it
like,
should ship with the ability to do it automatically.
I mean, like, we're all supposed to clean out the filters in our aircons as well, but who really does that? You know, who actually sets a timer on their phone to like, okay, every 2 months clear out the filter on your aircon? So who's going to, you know, set a timer and do this every week?
These people that track everything that you just spoke about, they'll probably do that. Time to wrap up the show for today. Ladies and gents, thank you very much for tuning in. Of course, we started off with that story about...
Yeah, so we talked about, you know, how does reviews and ratings affect your purchasing decision because BuzzFeed found out that the Amazon choice maybe isn't a good choice for you to buy your products.
Then we discussed the psychology of self-tracking, whether it's the quality of your sleep, how many steps you take in a day, or even, you know, the kind of food that you eat. You know, is there real meaning behind all this tracking?
Then we wrapped up, of course, with how Samsung's smart TVs aren't necessarily that smart after all. They are telling you that you should regularly check for malware using its built-in virus scanner. Unsurprisingly, this hasn't gone down very well on Twitter at all. Right, if you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It will be available via our app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Head over to Spotify as well if you want to download it from there. And, of course, on the website, bfm.my/podcasts. Coming up after the news, though, it is of course the Breakfast Grill replay with Yozrezel Yusof, the CEO of TNB Renewables. As the public continues to be more conscious of the environment, what role will TNB Renewables play in meeting the country's growing demand for sustainable energy? The Breakfast Grill spoke with the CEO of TNB Renewables about the company's solar PV leasing program and more. That's all coming up after the news here on BFM 89.9. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.